I feel pretty overwhelmed by it all at the moment. It's been a bit of a whirlwind the last sort of well, few hours since it aired last night. Sort of bombarded with messages of congratulations. Everyone's been so, so kind and yeah, it's been lovely. It's just, yeah, it's a wonderful thing to have happened. I'm over the moon. Yeah.
Well, you should be very proud of yourself. You look very kind of calm and collected on the show. Is that how it was at the time?
Well, as more than a few butterflies inside, I think. But I was in the chair itself. Once I'd got past the fastest finger bit at the start, once I was in the chair, I was more relaxed, just because you have a bit of time to think, through the options for all the questions. So yeah, I wasn't too bad. Obviously there was some nerves there, but I actually felt, I think, surprisingly calm in the chair. Yeah.
And you did so well during the round as such, and to finish where you did you think that would be where you'd get to, or if you did, that's where you'd stop?
Well, no, I mean, it's, I think you need a bit of luck to get that far on Millionaire. But I think that's the great thing about it, is that if the questions happen to fall your way, literally anybody can win a huge amount of money, and that's what makes it such an appealing format, I think, for everybody. I had no sort of pretensions or expectations at all about what would happen. I just, I thought, well, this is going to be my only chance, basically. You're not going to get a second chance at it. So once I was there, I wanted to make the most of it.
And how do your family feel about it? I know you've got a daughter and obviously a wife.
Yeah, no, that they're absolutely delighted. But yeah, Frankie's, my wife, was in the audience for me, and she was a magnificent support for me. And our daughter Jemima is, she didn't, it was past her bedtime last night, so we let her up early this morning to watch it. We don't really want her, perhaps, to understand the magnitude of it, because she's 6 years old, and it's a bit, it's a bit much for her to take in. But all she knows is that, Daddy went on TV and did really well. So she's really excited.
Oh, bless her. Yeah, no, fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. And what are you hoping to do with the money?
Well, I mean, we're, from a practical, boring point of view, we'll pay the mortgage off, because that will make our lives a lot easier. We've had a bit of a sticky spell, sort of work-wise, recently. We're both translators, and the translation industry is pretty difficult. AI has come and taken away a lot of the work. So this has come at a really nice time for us. So the mortgage, we'll be delighted to clear that. We're going to take our parents on a cruise to the Norwegian fjords, just again to sort of say thank you to them for how amazing they've been with us over the years. They've helped us in so many ways, so we can't wait to do that. At some point, we will go to Disneyland as well for Jemima, because she would absolutely love it. Perhaps the way the world is at the moment, we might put that on the back burner for now, but it's certainly a plan to do that for sure.
And when did the filming actually take place? I know you've had to kind of keep quiet for a little while.
Yeah, I've had to keep quiet for a while. Yeah, it took place back in December, and I wasn't allowed to sort of say anything about it at all until about a month ago, when they announced that the series was going to be on, and then I could say that I was going to be on, but not that I'd got in the chair, or not how it had gone, or anything like that. So yeah, it's been a bit of a wait, but sometimes that's how it is with TV shows. You can record them in 2026, and you might not see yourself until 2028. So it can be a long waiting game.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it's all out there now, and yeah, wonderful news, and what an achievement. And yes, just so pleased for you. Thanks ever so much for letting us share the great news and speaking to me. Much
No problem.
appreciated.
Thanks, Nick. I really appreciate it, Nick. Thanks very much. Speaking to you guys, listen to HFM on and off over the years, and it's brilliant to have a station like you for the local area. And we both absolutely love it here. We moved here about 10 and a half years ago now, and we're not going anywhere. We absolutely love it around here. It's a marvelous place to live. People are lovely. We're totally settled here. So yeah, we're delighted to be here, and yeah, it's great to talk to you.